This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we continue to try understanding what Psalm 19 means, let me go back to what I noted in our last visit. When thinking about natural revelation, the psalmist lets his imagination take over as he describes his impressions of what he sees in the heavens. He imagines the sun as being like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. Fortunately, his imagination didn't lead him astray. Rather, it enhanced his perception of how God's natural revelation is exposed to everyone. He also concludes there is purpose in what is revealed. This purpose is not hidden from anyone in the world. Unfortunately, according to Paul in Romans 1, most people's imagination leads them to conclusions where the creature is put into the place of the creator, and this leads to all kinds of distortion and destructive consequences. That's why it is so important to seek fuller understanding through special revelation, as found in the Bible. Listen to what the Bible provides for us. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous. Let me encourage you to meditate on these benefits extolled by the psalmist regarding the inspired Word of God, the Bible. We'll look further into them in our next visit and discover the blessing as described in Psalm 1 when the psalmist praises God for those blessings in his own life.